Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
533, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday evening. Rain is here. It's going to be with us, by the way, through the evening, through the overnight. Some of us are going to have thunderstorms. I just got a note here that thunderstorms are due here in Hanover any moment now. Interesting to hear that congressman, don't you think? That's Jared Moskowitz from Florida. He's a Democrat, by the way. Did you hear him talking politics? I didn't hear him talking politics there. I heard a guy, happens to be a Democrat, who said, well, here we are. We're in Butler, Pennsylvania. We're looking at the location where there was an epic Secret Service fail. And the life of former President Donald Trump was almost taken, right? He's there for the right reasons. I don't know what his thoughts are on other issues. Don't know. But he's there. I got to give credit to the Speaker of the House, whoever it was that put this together, this committee. Democrats as well as Republicans. Trying to kill the President of the United States or the former President of the United States is not a political issue. Right? There's no parsing words. Well, no. If you, as, I don't know, a conservative Republican say, well, somebody ought to kill so-and-so. Sorry, you're off the team. That's it. We're done. And it should be the same way for left-wing folks, for Democrats. Now, you and I both know we saw some really awful comments from some of those folks after that happened. But there are plenty of Democrats, it seems, who are, well, they're coming over to Donald Trump. Bobby Kennedy last week had an incredible speech, absolutely incredible. And I was so happy to hear it. I really was. You know, he's been on this program a number of times. And I got to spend some time with him. I guess it's a year ago now that he was here. It was really great hanging out with him, chatting with him, talking about well, everything. And I thought, okay, you're kind of like a guy that I used to know when I was growing up, right? That sort of a Democrat. And he's come out and forcefully endorsed President Trump. Tulsi Gabbard today officially endorsing President Trump. Tulsi Gabbard is also helping President Trump prepare for the debate. Because you remember, 4-plus years ago, Tulsi Gabbard was running for the Democrat Party nomination, and Kamala Harris was there, and they went head-to-head. So Tulsi Gabbard knows a thing or two about the vice president. So she is helping former President Trump prep. Good stuff. I think it's going to be good, assuming that this debate ever takes place. I personally think that the delaying and the rule change request and the rest of it, I just think, as President Trump said, it's all designed to keep what's her name? The vice president. I'm sorry, I didn't really mean to say that. But yeah, well, what's her name? I forgot. Well, no, she said she hasn't really been involved the last 4 years, right? So I guess we could say, well, what's her name? Or we could say, yeah, you've been vice president since July of 2021. Anyway, it's designed to keep her from that debate stage. That's what it's designed. They don't want her out there. They know that she's not very good in those situations. President Trump says she's not very smart. I don't know if I would say that, but I'll tell you what. She's just mixing up these big old bowls of word salad. It's like when you're a kid in school and your teacher says, okay, you have to define the word, but you cannot use the word to define itself, right? What is an apple? Well, an apple is an apple. Doesn't work. Sid Vicious, if you remember Sid Vicious, Sid Justice, Psycho Sid, his real name was Sid Udy from the pro wrestling world. He's passed away. He was 63 years old. Had a long ongoing battle with cancer and finally got him. Hung Cao had a Donald Trump visit, apparently, which is good. And they're closing Red Lobster. Red Lobster all over the country, I guess. What was it based on? Was it the free cheese rolls at the beginning, or all you can eat lobster? Whatever it was, it's done. Not entirely, but they're closing dozens. All you can eat shrimp. That's what it was. Do you ever think something like that would really put a big business out of business? It did. And we're going to lose ours. So Colonial Heights has a Red Lobster. They're closing that one. And they say Richmond. I'm assuming that they mean the one on Broad Street, West Broad, out in Henrico, because it's the only one I know of. I've got a great X message. I don't know if we're allowed to call them tweets anymore, but Smelvis, who I just love, sends a lot of texts. He had some nice stuff to say about me. He says, I love to listen to Jeff. He gets some serious guests. They also have a text line, and hearing him say Smelvis just cracks me up. Well, there you are, Smelvis. I am happy to have been of service. I will remind you quickly about that text line, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Why don't we do J.D. Vance? Another guy who I just think is never going to get a fair break when you sit down with members of that legacy news media. But it's okay, because he, frankly, he doesn't need any help. He really doesn't. So he's on, what was it, Kristen Welker? Another one of these talking head shows. They've all blended together, for God's sakes. But cut number three.
Another big topic in this race is immigration. There has been a lot of discussion about Donald Trump's plans for mass deportation. Yeah. According to one estimate, more than 11 million U.S. citizens live in households with mixed immigration status, including more than 5 million children. If you and former President Trump were elected, would you separate families as a part of your mass deportation effort?
Well, we have to start with the foundational issue here, which is we have 25 million illegal aliens in this country right now because Kamala Harris has refused to do her job.
DHS says it's much lower. It's closer to 8 million.
Where do you get the 25 million from? Well, I think the 25 million are the people that should have been deported that maybe weren't deported, plus you had another 12 to 15 million that have come in since Kamala Harris.
That number for the record. They say it's closer to 8 to 10 million.
But I think there are reasons to think that DHS is underestimating. Whatever the real number is, it's way too high, right? It's millions upon millions of illegal immigrants that have come in just since Kamala Harris became the border czar a few years ago.
She was put in charge of the root causes of migration.
Well, the root causes of migration, I would say, Kristen, is that Kamala Harris refuses to do her job as border czar.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
So, did anybody notice that Kristen Welker is not having a conversation with him? She's not even doing an interview. She is playing the part of the vice president. She is reading the lines that would be read by Kamala Harris if she were in a debate. There's got to be a reconfiguration at some point. Donald Trump called out the fake news a long time ago. Here's what's so interesting about that. Some people were shocked by that. My gosh, I didn't know about that. And others of us who have worked inside media for a long time, it took another, hold on a second. Took another sip of coffee and went on with our day. Because we already knew. You see it, you hear it, you read it all the time. Let me give you another example. I got just enough time for this. From PBS. The public financed BS operation. You know what? Let me just leave this to you. You just take a listen to it very closely. Cut number four.
In something that Governor Walz said, in every speech that he, just about every speech he's given when he's brought up the Second Amendment, he talked about gun violence laws. It jumped out at me because it's a new way of talking about this. Before, it was gun control. And then folks said, no, it's not about control. Then it became gun safety legislation. But when you put the focus on why people want regulation of guns, it's because of the violence. And when you talk about it as gun violence laws, it focuses the imagination. It focuses your attention. And it's then I think it makes it possible for people in red states who care about the guns. Oh, they're not coming for me. They're not coming for my guns. They're going after the bad people with the guns, or the guns that are wreaking mayhem and havoc on communities and families. And I actually think that's a smart way to talk about it. It's actually a more honest and direct way to talk about it.
We've seen Democrats do that on the issue of abortion, talking less about abortion rights and more about reproductive freedom. To what degree does the language matter?
I'll tell you, it matters 110%. It's also why some people have simply lost the debates already. If you take a look, now they mentioned abortion, so I'm gonna talk about that for a second. Abortion is what it is, right? We know what it is, don't we? We do. It's ugly. You have someone who have said, look, I've been put in this terrible situation. I was attacked, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to carry this baby. All right. I don't think we can simply dismiss them out of hand. I think as decent people, you reach out and say, all right, well, let's get through this somehow. There are wonderful families who will very happily adopt your baby if you want to go in that direction. That's a big possibility. And let me tell you, adopting a child is not easy. And you know what else? It's not cheap. What that says to me, as the father of three, we didn't adopt anybody, but I get it. If you are willing to invest that amount of time, because believe me when I tell you, it is a lot of time, it's a lot of paperwork, and then you back it up with a lot of money, I'm here to tell you that that boy, that girl who gets adopted by a family like that, I think they're going to be pretty well served. And I think if you are the mother, and for whatever reason you've decided, boy, I just can't do this. I don't want to raise a child. Okay. But there's that option. We've lost that debate from the very beginning because instead of talking about abortion, and you remember, state delegate was a Kathy Tran 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, stood on the floor of the House of Delegates, told everybody that, they were all in favor of abortion right up until the time the baby was there. Then you had our terrible excuse for a governor saying, well, if the baby was born, we would just keep them comfortable until we decided what to do, like, you know, dispatch them. And I thought, oh, my God. But we don't even hear that conversation now, do we? What do we hear? We hear the phrase women's health. Well, unless I've missed something, and I've been married to a woman for 25 years now, women have other health issues. So this is not, quote, women's health. This may be a portion of it, but it is not women's health. But we have ceded that ground already, and it's going to be very, very difficult to get it back. Very difficult. Is it the number one issue for some people? For some people it is, but you better take a look at some of the other stuff. Because when I go to the Wawa at my gas station, right, remember, Route 1 and Route 54, that is my official barometer when it comes to gasoline prices. I don't always get it there, although the coffee's good. I don't always get it there. Sometimes I find cheaper places, but that's my official barometer. When we moved into this house, $1.75, $1.60 for a gallon of gas. Earlier today, $3.38. I see it every time I pass by there. That's an issue. Every time I walk into the store, I love Tom Leonard. I love everything at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. And it's really nice that TJ is back from Atlanta and back in that store. But prices have gone up. You go to your, maybe a neighborhood grocery store, right? You're going to Food Lion or Walmart or Publix or Kroger's, wherever you're going. And you're going in there and you know, as well as I do, those prices are up. That's not some greedy corporation somewhere. This is bad policy we've had from D.C. for the last 4 years. And Kamala Harris is right there front and center on all of this. I just don't think you can have it both ways. You were there for whatever the good things were. Well, I'm not sure what they are, but she says they happened. But you weren't there for the bad decisions that were made. Well, that doesn't even make any sense. It is 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We'll be right back.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.